Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you, Lord. But truly, this is the day that you have made. Father, therefore, we choose to rejoice. We choose to give your name the praise, the thanks, and the honor. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus as we affirm on this morning that you and you alone have created. We affirm that all things are coming together, and they are coming together for our good. Father, we declare in the matchless name of your Son, Jesus, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare and affirm that we are the head and not the tail. Father God, we decree and affirm unto you this morning, Father, that whatsoever we touch, it shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare and decree that the enemy is under our feet. He has no power. He has no authority over our life. And Father, we give your name the praise, the thanks, and the honor because we are people that live and walk and victory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare and affirm that we are the blessed of the Lord. Not only are we the blessed of the Lord, but Father, we decree and affirm that our children are blessed. Father, we decree that our households are blessed. Father, we decree and affirm that our churches are blessed by you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we declare and affirm that you are ordering our footsteps, Father. Therefore, Father, we choose to worship you, choose to praise you, Father, and choose to be a stand for you. Father, we declare and decree strength and power to your people everywhere, Father. But Father, you said, let the weak say that I am strong. Let the sick say I am healed. Let the poor say I am rich. And Father, we decree your blessing. We decree your word on your people. We decree in the name of Jesus that the favor of God shall be upon us afresh and anew. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that supernatural doors are opening up for us, Father. And Father God, they are opening up for us on the left side and on the right side. They are opening up in front of us, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Father, but we shall have that mighty stuff. What we touch, it shall prosper because the doors are opening up for us in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare and decree, Father, that the impossible is becoming possible for us. Father, we decree and affirm and declare this morning, Father, that all shall be well because all things are working together for our good, Father. Father, we declare and decree in the name of Jesus, Father, that our finances, our health, and our family relationship, they too are blessed by you. We declare in the name of Jesus that you're turning situations around. Situations are shifting in our favor. Problems are being removed from out of our life in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare and affirm that you are righting the wrongs, not just in our lives, but even concerning business matter, even concerning relationship matter. Father, you're turning around, Father, and you're making it right in the name of Jesus. Father God, we declare in your matchless name that everything will be done according to your will and according to your purpose, according to your glory. In the name of Jesus, we declare victory in the lives of your people everywhere, Father. Father, we declare it to be so, Father. We declare that your people will walk and rise up with great strength and great power, and they will not walk around with their head hung down, but they shall know and they shall affirm, great and mighty is our God. And that will shout out. They shall declare and affirm that there is no one, no, not one, that is likened unto our God. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord of lords, you are King of kings, you are our all and all, and we give your name the praise and the thanks. Now, Father, as we stand in this space called purpose, Father, we give your name the praise and the honor. As we stand in this space of great strength and great power, Father, we lift our voice up like a trumpet, and we will not be afraid, but we will say yes to your will, yes to your purpose, yes to the allness that you're calling and bringing us unto. Father, we stand complete in you. We affirm that we are complete. We have no need because all our needs has already been met according to your riches and glory. Father, we affirm greatness. We shall be people that will not fear, but a people that will walk in your strength and that will walk in your power. Father, we stand in this space of new opportunities. We stand in this space because we are complete. We stand in this place which is holy and which is sacred. In your name, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, Father, we give your name the praise, the thanks for everything that you're doing, because, Father, you are perfecting everything that concerns us. Therefore, Father, we stand complete. Therefore, Father, we lift our voice up like a trumpet, and we give your name the praise. We give your name the thanks, because, Father, you are Lord. Lord of all, Lord of every situation, Lord of all circumstances. You are Lord. We declare it. We affirm it to be so, and it cannot and will not be no other way. In the name of Jesus, indelible shout out. Naomi, open up the lines and we can start praying in the Holy Ghost, because indelible shout out. God.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, thank you. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your presence, Father God. Even through the airwaves, Lord God, the anointing, even the impartation from the conference, Lord God, your presence is with us. I give you glory and honor and praise, O God. Thank you for your will that you are accomplishing in our midst as you globalize the prophetic, Lord God. Continue to work your will in and through each one of us, Lord God. Continue to grow us up in you, Lord God, and continue to shift our mindsets, Lord, to understanding and grow in wisdom, Father God, and begin to see the plan for good that you have for each one of us, Lord God. And as you, even as you have connected us with Zoe Ministries and Globalizing the Prophetic, Lord God, just continue to have your way, Father. Forgive, Lord, when we have caused our mind, our thoughts to have doubts or anything like that, negativity, Lord God. Continue to help us to align ourselves, our thoughts, our minds, and our words with your will and your word, Lord God. Continue to grow us up in faith, Lord God, as Master Prophet has taught. The only thing you desire is to be believed. So thank you, Lord God. That you are gracious with us and patient and loving and continue to have your way, Father God. Continue to be present at the conference, Lord God, and let there be that working of miracles in the midst of all the prophets and even over the airways for those that are unable to attend, Lord God. And Lord, I want to lift up each one of our families. Continue to bless each one of our families, Lord God, each one on the line, and have your angels all around, Lord God. And I lift up what Pastor Deborah mentioned about any runaways, Father God, because I want to give you thanks, even for the two young girls that were missing in our own community here yesterday that the police were looking for. They were found safe and were returned to their parents. So thank you, Father, for that testimony. And I would just lift any others that may be dealing with any missing children as well, Father. I lift that up to you and continue to bring breakthrough, Lord, in our lives and in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for shifting the atmosphere. Father God, we thank you for bringing those children home, Father God, that may have ran away from home. We thank you, Father God, for allowing those people to come home safe, Father God, that may have been lost and may have found their way, Father God. We thank you for restoration in the families, Father God. We thank you for restoration in the homes, Father God. We thank you for the grace and the mercy that you're giving us, Father God. We thank you for your favor, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for this battle that's not ours, it is yours, Lord God. And we faithfully and humbly seek after you, Father God. We're chasing after you, Father God. We're seeking your presence, Father God. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the shifting of the atmosphere. We thank you, Father God, for breaking the yokes, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for setting us free. We thank you for the liberty, Father God. We thank you for the wealth and prosperity, Father God. We thank you for the things that you are releasing for us in this season, Father God. We thank you for the higher heights and the deeper depths, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the cancellation of debt, the financial miracles, Father God, the breakthroughs, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the scholarships that are coming through, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see another day, Father God. And we thank you for all of the things that you're doing this for us, Father God. And we thank you for healing our elders, Father God. We thank you for keeping them in their right minds, Father God. We just thank you for all of the things that you're doing for us, Father God. And right now we pray for those who are grieving, Father God, for those who are no longer here on this earth, Father God, but we just pray that the families are knowing and understanding that it's okay, Father God. And even for those who don't understand why they were taken from here, Father God, we ask that you give them peace, Father God. We ask that you give them rest, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the things that you're doing, Father God. We thank you for the healing and the restoration, Father God. We thank you for the wholeness and the completion, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that you remove the abuse that people are experiencing, Father God, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, Father God. Watch over our children, Father God. Watch over them, Father God, as they get ready to go back to school soon, Father God, and watch over them and allow them to be inspired and allow their intelligence and wisdom to come forth, Father God. We thank you for the mighty work that you're doing in this earth, Father God. And I just give you all the honor, I give you all the glory, and give you all the praise. Amen.
Next prophet is W.E.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your hand that is over our lives. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your favor, for your grace, and for your anointing. We thank you for the continuous increase and elevation, Lord God. Lord, we thank you that you would think so highly of us, that you've chosen us to walk this path, to live this life, and we are honored. Lord, I thank you now for the partnerships that are coming into place. I thank you now for the network. I thank you for the increase. I thank you for the exposure, the access. Lord God, I thank you for the wisdom that you bestow upon us to do your will, Lord. May we think beyond anything, Lord. When we think far, may we be innovative, Lord God. May you anoint us with new ideas and new pathways, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you would call us to be different, Lord. And we thank you now, Lord God, that you, Lord God, have specific individual plans for us, Lord God. And we thank you for the fruition of them. We thank you for the manifestation of them, Lord God. And we pray that we do not fret and we do not be fearful, Lord God, that we continue to walk in strength. Lord God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Lord God, for always being there, coming through. Lord, I thank you for our relationships. I thank you for our leaders, Lord God. And I pray for those who are just impacted negatively by different attacks, Lord God. So we pray for any runaway children. We pray for those who are lost, who needs to be redirected, Lord God. We pray that our purpose be made clear, that the vision be made possible for us, Lord God, so we can walk your destined path for us in your mighty precious name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this evening, Father. We thank you for in the midst of, Lord, the prophecology, Father, Lord, that we are able to continue to stream and to create this space of prayer, Father, Lord, for those who may not be here, Father, Lord, let them feel the anointing in this place. Let them feel the anointing and the wisdom that is being shared, Father, and let this wisdom be applied to every single aspect of the kingdom of God, Lord. Let us continue to the wisdom of those teaching about health, and Lord, those teaching about wealth and systems and career and money and love and relationship, both friendly relationships and romantic relationships, Father, Lord. Let us be encouraged, Lord, to get into our readings, Lord, of the scripture, Lord, of knowledge, Lord, that is recommended, Father. Lord, give us the expansion, give us the bandwidth, give us the mind, the encouragement, the strength, Father, to dig deeper, Lord, to find greater truths, to find systems, to find realities, Lord, that we did not know existed before coming into the wisdom that you have so graced us with, Father. And we thank you for the enlightenment, Lord, that you share with the Master Prophet Ibn R. Jordan and Pastor Deborah, Lord. And Lord, continue to hold them and keep them, Lord. Continue to bless them with much laughter, much joy, much peace, much harmony, Lord, much tranquility, Lord, and much success, Father, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, just to return the sons to the church, Father, return Amen. The men to their fathers, Lord. Amen. We thank you for the connection, Lord. Thank you for any runaway sons or any runaway fathers to be reconnected, Father, in this season. We thank you for that reunion, Father. We thank you for the building of the family, starting with the connection with the brothers, with the men, Father. And we thank you for that it transitions into all aspects of our families and our communities. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for your people now, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for a new song, Lord God. Mm-hmm. I thank you, Lord, for the miracles that's flowing down upon your people right now, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, God, that as we receive your miracles, Lord God, we shall bless the people around us, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for being a conduit to minister to your people, Lord God. And I ask you, Lord, for the light to shine down on Prophecology right now, Lord God, and let the miracles flow through the next 2 days, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for everything that's happening around us, Lord God. And I lift up our leaders in our nation right now, Lord God. I ask you to touch them, Lord God. I ask you to touch the people around us, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for the things that are happening. I thank you, Lord God, as Pastor Jordan talked about the runaways, Lord God. Now, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that they will come back to their home, Lord God. And Father, that no harm shall come nigh them, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you right now, Father God, for safety. I thank you, Lord God, for a covering. I thank you, Lord God, that you shall meet them there, Lord God, in a space of comfort. I thank you, God, for peace shall reign in the homes of your people now, Lord God. I ask you for peace, peace, peace right now, Lord God. Touch the mothers and the fathers, Lord God, that are crying for their children right now, Lord God. I ask you, peace shall reign, Lord God, and they shall sing a new song, Lord God. They shall sing a new song. They shall sing a new song. And the Lord shall weep. A blessing unto their family, and the Lord will be a blessing unto their household. And I ask you, Lord God, that you shall reign. You shall reign in the households of this people, of your people, Lord God. And I thank you for the blessings and the sunshine that shall reign forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. While we live, we will praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for your traveling mercies. We want to thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for raising us up, oh God. And we thank you, God, for letting us break free into the next level of dominion, God. Dominion, God. We want to thank you, God, for your healing power. We want to thank you, God, for healing from babies on up to elders. You know, God, who needs healing. You know who's in the need of healing, God. Heal them, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for healing everyone from the top of their crown to the bottom of their feet and every aspect of our lives, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, that everyone in our house should praise you, oh God. And God, those mothers and fathers out there who don't know you, God, help them to just repent their sins and give their hearts and minds to you, that they will raise their children in the way that they should go, and they should go your way, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for the children that's rebellious, God. Help them, God, to you know, seek your face, and I decree and declare that the rebellious will get out of them, God, that they will be obedient to their parents, God. And God, those out there who is influencing them to go a wrong way, God, help them to be, give them that strength to go another direction, God. And God, those people out there that's seeking to find a child, God, help them to recognize their sins, repent, and give their hearts and minds to you, oh God. Help them to release the children, God. Help the children that's lost to find their way back home, God. Help someone to see them, God, and discover where they are and who they are to bring them back, God, to their home and their loved ones and family, God. God, we want to thank you, God. We want to give you our honor and praise, God. And God, we want to say that that thank you for breaking generational curses, that they will be broken, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for shielding and protecting us and our families, oh God, for your hedges of protection over us, oh God, our children, our loved ones, oh God. And God, we want to thank you that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters, God. And thank you for keeping the enemy under our feet and your precious, holy, and mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for all the things you're doing. We thank you for the working of miracles in our life and in this conference, God. We thank you, God, that you are allowing us to work miracles as prophet of God and people of God in the people's life, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for the working of miracles in our household. We thank you, God, for the working of miracles in our finances. We thank you, God, for the working of miracles in our physical body. We thank you, God, for the working of miracles all around us in this season, God. Father God, we ask that let your healing be loose in this earth right now, God. Send your healing angels, God. Send your angels and heaven camps around us, God. Father God, I lift up our children, God. I lift up everyone on this conference call that you work a new miracle in their life, God. Give them the victory, God. Answer our prayers, God. Oh, hear our prayers, oh, God. Father God, I'm standing on the verse of Jeremiah 30:17 saying that in your word that you have already have restored my health, God, and that everything, every wound of mine is already healed, God. And Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Oh, Father God, I thank you right now as your words say that men ought to always pray and not faint. And Father God, we thank you right now that this is the day that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, Father God, for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenard Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Father God, for the company of prophets that is on this line, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're getting ready to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we decree and declare release and increase in abundance like never before in the lives of your people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for, hallelujah, divine protection around your people. I plead the blood of Jesus over every household right now, over every, hallelujah, husband and wife and their children, hallelujah, mother and father right now, even, hallelujah, even aunts and uncles all over the land, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children right now. God, keep them safe, God. In the name of Jesus, let no hurt, harm, or danger befall them, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that even as your word says, that, Father God, you would do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. And, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the abundance. Right now, we thank you, God, you're going to begin to super exceed in some things in our life, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for Jehovah Shalom, the God our peace right now. Let peace prevail in every heart, every mind, every spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for Jehovah Rapha. Let healing be, hallelujah, the Lord our healer. Let healing prevail in every sick body, a diseased body, or mind, or spirit of brokenness, God. Let it prevail, God, in the name of Jesus. Jehovah, hallelujah, Jireh, God, the Lord our provider. God, provide everything that we need. Hallelujah. According to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing us into a place of victory and breakthrough and turnaround, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray for every pastor, every teacher, every evangelist, every apostle, every bishop right now, every prophet. God, let the ministry in them awaken, God, in the name of Jesus, and let it begin to prevail, God. Hallelujah. And God, Holy Spirit, right now, we ask you to intervene in our life and intervene in our situations right now and begin to move right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for breakthrough and victory, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen.
Yes, Shaka. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for everything that has been said and done on this call. And Father, I pray for runaways. I pray for those that have left home. Father, I pray for divine protection, Father. I pray, Lord, that you would just lead them and guide them in the right direction in the name of Jesus. Whatever it might have been, Father, that they had to leave and run away from home. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would bring settle the issues and you will just make it right. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for our children. We pray for our loved ones. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that your will be done. And, Father, I just thank you right now for what you're doing in Prophet College. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for the House of Palm. I thank you, Lord Jesus, what you're doing for the prophets all over the world. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you're moving in and through us. And, Father, you're leading and guiding us, Father. Father, allow us not to hurt or say anything that we should not say, but Father, let us always be on target and say what we need to say because you're leading and guiding us. Father, I pray for every individual that's on this call tonight. Touch them in a very special way. Father, I pray for every household, every individual, and Father, not only touch them, but let thy perfect will be done in and through their life, Father. And Father, we'll be so kept to give your name the praise and the honor as you continue to lead us and guide us, Father. Father, we trust you and we believe your word, and we give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks now and forevermore. Well, family, I want to say thank you once again. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. It's another day that God has shone upon us and has allowed us to see one of his days that he and he alone has brought about. So we give God praise and thanks, and thank you, family, for being a yes, for standing with me in this time of prayer and times like these. Tomorrow night, hopefully I'll share more. I just got my brand new book. We're rejoicing. I'll share some more with you about that book and what's happening with that. So just keep, let us keep on keeping on trusting and believing the Lord, because God is moving and we give him the praise and him the thanks. Family, once again, as I always say, I love you. I love you. I love you, and thank God for every one of you. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. I want to thank you.
And Pastor, we love you too.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, just want to tell everyone, tomorrow is Sunday. Well, we already in Sunday. Get yourself into a church home, and we're going to say goodnight. And is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets? All right, well, we're going to say goodnight, and we will see you back here at 11:55 p.m. Amen. God bless.